Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Gimel in Meseches Megillah. I'm learning with you from the old city of Yerushalayim, Mir HaKodesh, in the Rebbe's room in the Tivarieh. It's a hot day here in Yerushalayim. I haven't learned with you for a few days. One of the reasons, of course, has been the sirens that have required more family time for parents to be there for their children, to support them through the anxieties and so on. I spoke about, in the 10-minute Musa this past week, the amazing miracle. Who would have believed that all of Israel would be raining with rockets from terrorists, and yet everybody generally is continuing on with their day-in, day-out life because of the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent us, and through his messengers, the soldiers, and the technicians who created this kippah, this yarmulke, this kippas barzel. It's a modern-day fulfillment of the miracle of the Hanani HaKavod that caught the arrows of the Egyptians to protect us from them, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to do it then. Miracles continue today. Our daf is going to begin teaching us teachings from Rabbi Yirmiyahu, the Tana. Excuse me, he probably lived in Eretz Yisrael, probably the Amora, Rabbi Yirmiyahu. He quotes from Rabbi Chiya, who was a Tana, but he quotes from Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. So it's probably Rabbi Yirmiyahu, the Amora. A lot of beautiful agados, some in regards to the Luchos, some in regards to Unkelis, some beautiful things about Unkelis. After the Gemara spends some time talking about the Tirgum, the Gemara will go back to its drasha from Beis Amabeis, that the Megillah is supposed to be read, Medino, Medina, ear v. ear. What are the significance of those expressions, Mishpacha, Mishpacha? What are all of those expressions coming to bring out? We'll have the halacha that you're supposed to be Mevatel, all things to go and hear Mikra Megillah. We'll have the beautiful, dramatic Gemara of Yehoshua, who's confronted by the Malach, as described in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, and what the Malach meant when he said, Achshav Basi. Then the Gemara will discuss on Amud Beis the halachos of when we're Mevatel, Talmud Torah, along with Mikra Megillah, other cases that were Mevatel, Talmud Torah. And finally, the Gemara will conclude, the Daf will conclude, discussing the instances where a city has a rule of being Mukav Choma, surrounded by a wall, that we learn in the Mishnah you read on Tezvav, versus those that are not considered having a wall, Mimos Mishua Benun, and read generally on Yudalit. So says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom on Beis and Beis. V'amar Rabbi Yirmiyah v'yitem Rabbi Chiya Barabba. Rabbi Yirmiyah taught a totally different teaching. Now we're going to continue teaching many different teachings of Rabbi Yirmiyah in the name of Chiya Barabba. Minatzbach, the letters Mem, Nun, Tzadi, Fe, and Chaf. Sofim, Amarim. Those letters that have double letters, what do we mean? That they have what we call osio sofiot, or an enda ois, which means that Mem also has an enda Mem, Nun, an enda Nun, and so on. That was introduced, says the Rabbi Yirmiyah, from the Tzofim. Tzofim are the Nevi'im. Ask the Gemara of Tizbar, is that Tzofa? Ksiv. That Nevi'im are not allowed to introduce new things. And another question, Amar of Chizda, Mem v'samach shebeluchos b'neis hayuomdin, that the Mem and the Samach in the Luchos, because they don't have any supporting part to the outside, they're round, and therefore in the Luchos where they engraved the letters, over there, the middle part of the Mem and the Samach, those stood as a miracle. Now, when it comes to the letter Mem, the only part of Mem that needs to hang in a miracle, because no other part would be attached to the others, would be what we call an endomem, a Mem Sofit, which is basically a square. And therefore, if it's engraved into the Luchos, then the middle part would stand b'neis. However, a Mem that is not at the end of the word, that has a part of it that's attached to the regular piece of the Luchos on the outside, and therefore it doesn't need a neis. Must be that already in the time of the Luchos, there was a concept of a endemem. Answers the Gemara, in Mehava Havel, it did exist, v'lo havi yode, but they didn't know, hai be'emtza teva, v'hai be'sof teva, which letters, which signs were supposed to be at the in the middle of the letter? In other words, was it the Mem that was a closed square that's in the middle of the letter, or at the end, v'hai b'sof ha-teva, v'asut sofim, and the Nevi'im came along, v'tekinu, psuchin be'emtza. Those letters are open in the middle, v'stumin b'sof, and the ones that are closed at the end. Stumin b'tof teva. What about the other problem that we learned on the bottom of the Yavid? Ein novi os l'chadesh davar me'ata, sof, ela mitzvah, she'ein novi osi l'chadesh davar me'ata, that novi can introduce something new. How could they have introduced something that was new? Ela, the Gemara gives the obvious answer, shachacham, it was forgotten, v'chazru v'yisodam. And the Nevi'im came along and taught us that the closed end of os, for example, the mem sofit, so that is supposed to be closed at the end of the word, and the open ones are in the middle of the word, like a mem, which part of it is open to the outside, the middle. Period. V'am Rabbi Yirmiyah, another teaching from Rabbi Yirmiyah, another Agadah teaching, 7 lines from Tabin Gimel Medal, V'item Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba, Targum Shel Torah, the Targum of the Torah, Unklus Hager Amru, Mipi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Targum Shel Nevi'in, Yonasan Ben Zriel, Ben Uziel Amru. So, we have a tradition that the Targum of Torah is written by Unklus. From Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, we learn that the Targum of Nevi'im was introduced by Yonasan ben Uzziel. Mipi, and he learned it from Chagai Zechariah Umalachai. Yonasan ben Uzziel learned it from these great Nevi'im. Viniz Dazeh, Eretz Yisrael, Arba Amos Parsa al Arba Meos Parsa al Arba Meos Parsa, and Eretz Yisrael shook for 400 parcels by 400 parcels. Yotza Basko V'Omra, and when it was completed, a baskel came out. Who is this that revealed the secrets? In other words, there is Ruach HaKodesh in these Targumim to people. Yonasan ben Uzziel Araglov. V'amar Nihu Shegilisi. Yonasan ben Uzziel took credit. And Yonasan ben Uzziel continues. Golu v'yadua lefanecha. It's known to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, you HaKodesh Baruch Hu, shelo lechvod yasisi. I didn't do it for my own honor. Velo lechvod beisab, not honor for my father's house. El lechvodcha sisi. I did it for HaKodesh Baruch Hu's honor. Why? Shelo yirbu machlokis b'Yisrael, that there shouldn't be disagreements in Klal Yisrael of how to read difficult psukim. Rav Nevenzal has a, Shlita has a sicha, I don't remember exactly where it is, in one of the sichos that were printed from his sichos in Yeshiva HaKotel, where he discusses that machlokis is actually a sign of chashchus, and he points out the earliest machlokios in Klal Yisrael could be traced to the time of the Greeks, of Yavon. Yavon is known, shechashchu einam shel Yisrael, and that machlokis, the lack of, is a reflection of a lack of clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. We would still learn bi'iyun, even if there wasn't machlokis, how and why, we could discuss another time. This is Rav Nevenzal's point, and it seems very much to be backed up by this Gemara. Va'od b'kesh l'galus targum shel k'suvim. And Yosef and Israel wanted to also do k'suvim, to give a targum b'ruach HaKodesh. However, yotzis ha'baskol v'amr lo dayecha, it's enough that you did navi. My taima, mishum d'ispei keitz Mashiach, that it's too much to reveal the signs of the end of Mashiach, when Mashiach's going to come, the end of time, and that he wasn't allowed to reveal. One can possibly point from this Gemara that Chazal seemed to be indicating that it's not the Ratzon Hashem to be Megal the Ketz Mashiach, and it was not allowed, Yaakov Avinu was not allowed to do it, and Yonasan ben Uzziel as well is not allowed to do it. Says the Gemara, V'tarim she Torah Unklus Hager Amru, did the teaching of Targum come from Unklus? What is the pasuk in Nechemya mean? Ayikru b'sefer teres so elukim mefurish v'som seichel v'yavinu b'mikra v'yikru b'sefer teres so elukim. What does that mean that they read from the Torah elukim? Zeh mikra. They read mikra mefurish. Zeh targum. They did targum. So we see already that it was from the time of Chemya. Continues the drush of v'som seichel elu hapsukin. This is where you're supposed to start and stop. V'yavinu b'mikra elu piskei tamim. These are the neginos, what we call in Yiddish the trop, va'amrula, and some say elu ha-mesoras, that it's the words that have a mesora, that there is a mikra and a mesora that is different, what we call a kriyas ksiv. So we see already from the time of Nehemiah that existed? Answers the Gemara, Shacham v'chazur v'yistum, that it was forgotten, and after it was forgotten by the time of Nehemiah, Unklus Hager brought it out again. This could very well be why the Gemara mentioned this teaching of Rabbi Yirmiya, because we mentioned above that also the Nevi'im were the ones who taught what was forgotten in terms of the letters that are the end letters and those that are the middle letters of the word. So here we have another example that Rabbi Yirmiya had taught. Now the Gemara analyzes the Agada that was mentioned above. Maishna d'araisa d'lo is d'azeya. We mentioned that Torah was translated by Unklus Hager and the world didn't shake. But when Yonasan ben Azio translated, then the word shuk. V'adinavie azazeya. Says the Gemara, d'araisa mifrisha milsa. When it comes to the Torah itself, in the Torah, the meaning is more explicit. In other words, the Targum is not revealing as much when it is being mefarish the Torah. The Nevi'ah ikamil the mefarish ikamil the mistam. There are some things in the Navi that are hidden, and what Yonasan ben Uzziel did is he revealed them. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Bayom Ahu, the pasuk in Zechariah describes Yigdal hamispeid biYerushalayim. There will be many hespeid in Yerushalayim kemispeid hadad rimon bivikas migidon. This pasuk is unclear. Amar of Yosef imalei tergum, without the targum, the haikra lo yadana maika amar. We wouldn't have known what that pasuk is talking about. What does the targum say? By yomahu yaski mispada biYerushalayim kimispada the achav bar omri. When the pasuk refers to Hadad Ramon, it's referring to Achav, the story of Achav, the Kotel Yossi Hadad Ramon ban Tavirmon beramas Hagilot. Excuse me, I misspoke. That Hadad Ramon had killed Achav, and it's referring to that Hesped, which refers to the awful destruction that was eulogized about Eretz Yisrael, as well as another Hesped. Ukimispada de Yoshia bar Amon, the Katal Yosef Paro Chagira Bivigas Megida. And like the Hesped of Yoshiyahu, who was killed by Paro Necho in Megida. So the Pasuk is really, really not clear. And without Yonasan ben Uzziel, we wouldn't know what was going on. We made reference to the death of Yoshiyahu just in a couple of weeks ago in Tainus on Chav Beis Amabeis. That is also, this is Erev Shiva Aser Betamus, so it's extremely appropriate that this the Hesped was given by Yirmiyahu, as the Gemara elaborates over there. And actually the word Kina appears in Tanakh in Yirmiyahu, Vayikone in Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu, and that represents the loss of opportunity, that there was a tremendous opportunity during Yoshiyahu's period, and that opportunity was squandered. And as I zocha to learn with you from Eretz Yisrael, this is a tremendous, tremendous opportunity that Klal Yisrael has, and I beg of myself and every Jew that we don't squander this opportunity. The Gemara continues on the first medium-sized line on Gimel Amud Aleph. V'ra'isi ani Daniel. Now we quote a pasuk in Daniel. Livadias hamare. Daniel describes that he alone saw a vision. Va'anashim asher hayu imi lo ra'u es hamare. They did not see the vision. Avol charada gedola nafu aleim va'yivrechu be'echeva. But they had a tremendous fear. Gemara now quotes this pasuk because this vision of Daniel was a vision, according to many, that refers to Achris Hayomin. And we said that Yonasan ben Uzziel did not translate the Nevuos of Ksuvim. Daniel, of course, is in Ksuvim, because he did not translate the Kates HaMashiach. And we begin to analyze a little bit, even though Yonasan ben Uzziel didn't translate it, a little bit about Chazal's tradition, particularly Rabbi Yirmiya, on this topic. Maninu Anashim, who are these men that didn't see? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya v'item Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Again, we have many traditions from Yirmiya, and some say it came from Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Zechage Zechariah Malachu. This was refers to Chag Zechariah Malachi, and their status vis-a-vis their level of godless compared to Daniel depended on particular times and instances. Inu Adif Minei, there were times that they were greater than Daniel. V'iu Adif Minei, and there were times that he was greater than them. Inu Adif Minei, they were greater than him. The Inu Navi V'iu Lav Navi, that they were Nevi'im, and Daniel was not a Navi. Rashi explains that even though Daniel had visions, he was never sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a particular shlichus to Klal Yisrael. It seems that there are two madregas, and according to our Gemara, Lefi Rashi, to be considered a Navi, it's not just to witness something holy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send you with a mission, with what you've seen. So in that regard, Chag Zachari Malachi had missions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them out. Daniel did not. Iyu Adif Minayu. However, Daniel was greater. The Iyu Chaza, V'inu Lo Chaza. That he saw visions about Vachris Hayamim, and they did not see it. Analyzes the Gemara more. V'chimia Achar De Lo Chazu. Just because they didn't see, my time Yivu, so why were they in fear? They didn't see anything. Says the Gemara, Afagav De'inu Lo Chazu. They themselves, Zachari Malachi, did not see it, and Chagai didn't see it, Mazlayu Chazu, but their mazel, Rashi explains over here, the mazel as being their angel that's upstairs. All of us have corresponding angels upstairs, it seems, according to Rashi. That their angel saw it, and that created a fear inside of them. Amar Ravina. Ravina analyzed, Shma Mina. We see from here, Hai Man de Mivis, a person who is feeling fear. Avagav de Iulo Chazi, he didn't see something that's fearful. Mazle Chazi, his Mazel, his sar, his malach saw it. It's interesting, right now many are discussing anxiety in adults and kavachomer in children from the anxieties of the sirens, and there clearly are anxieties that are not healthy and come from a place that are not healthy. It's hard to imagine that they come from a sar, but there are clearly times that an anxiety comes from a sixth sense that a person has, but it's not just a sense, it's not just some sense, but rather it's the malach above, according to the Gemara and Rashi. My takante, what should he do? Likra kriyishma, he should read kriyishma. And kriyishma serves to protect. V'koyi b'mokom hatu nefes, and if he's in a place that's dirty that he can't read kriyishma, linshav miduchte arba gamidi, he should go a distance of arba garmidi away from the dung. V'lo, and if not, le mahachi, he should say the following, the goats are fatter than me. In other words, he should chase away the mazikim and say, don't start up with me. You won't get a lot of meat from me. Better start up with the goats. We're going to conclude Gimel Amud Aleph over here. I have to go learn with my chavrusa, but I hope to return with you Be'ezer Hashem later. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, a few lines up, of course, in Maseches Megillah.